Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Hello, boys and girls. Bobzilla in the house. And guess what? I got a special guest today. I have the one and only John Earl Walker. Say hello, John.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
I'm doing fantastic. I've been checking you out. Of course, you've been on our website, you know, all the hoopla. What in the world have you been doing in Australia? Tell us about the Oz Tour.
Well, we had a great tour of Australia. I went down there by myself and jammed with some great bands, did a few gigs, one with Bluestone the night I landed, and one with the Chris Finnan Band, and two great power blues rock trios that I played with. And I did a lot of radio interviews, and three of them are on my website, www.johnearlwalkerband.com.
That's right. And boys and girls, make sure you check out that website. Excellent website. Gives you a lot of information about John and the band. And speaking of the band, John, tell us about your lineup. You've had your lineup for a long time. And kind of give us some insight on who these guys have played with. It's kind of like a who's who of the blues and rock and roll.
Well, my drummer has been with me, Bobby Infante, since the early 1990s. And Bobby's played with Muddy Waters. Backed him up at a couple of gigs. Also, Fine Top Perkins, Larry Davis, and of course been sticking with me all this time, and my bass player Peter Harris has been with me on and off since the late 60s actually.
Wow.
And also Joey Tremolo, the second guitar player, been together with me since the late 70s. So I've got a bunch of guys that have been around a long time. Then two guys that are Johnny come latelys are my organist, keyboard player Gene Cadu, who's a fantastic keyboard player. And he played with Little Buster and the Soul Brothers for many years, and also with a lot of other great people. And Johnny Burns on the harp, harmonica, been with me for a while, from around the early 90s.
That's great, man, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, that it takes time to build a guy, you know, a bunch of guys together to where they don't even have to look at each other to stop, you know, to make breaks in music. And, you know, trying to kind of share that with our audience.
Well, it takes time to have the right chemistry. If you have it, you still have to work with the same people to know each other well. It's like anything, a team in sports. You can't just throw the best guys together and think that they still have the right chemistry. Sometimes it takes time for everyone to really know what's the best things to play and how to play together.
And let's see, you've got five, on your website it says you have five CDs. Now, I only know about three of them. How about the other two, John?
Well, the other two are actually not for sale right now because those were live ones that we didn't release officially. We used to sell them off the website and sell them at gigs. And basically, those two live CDs are out of print right now. And maybe someday we'll go back and remaster them and put them out officially.
Right on. Now, I'm going to... Well, folks, we're going to take a break for just a second, and then we're going to come back and talk about the three CDs that he's got going on right now. Boys and girls, we are in the studio, or actually studio, on the phone with John Earl Walker on NetRock101.com, The Blues Street. And if you'd like to win a copy of the John Earl Walker Band Little Miss Perfect, go to our website right now at www.netrock101.com and click onto our Bluestream website. Type in your name, where you're from, what you want to hear after our interview. And right now, we're going to play something from that first CD, Little Miss Perfect. It's a Shame by the John Earl Walker Band here on the interview with John Earl Walker Band, Bobzilla, here on the Bluestream. Enjoy.
Down the drain.
back with John Earl Walker here on NetRock101.com, The Blues Stream. John, let's touch briefly on your three current CDs. Let's start off with your first one, Little Miss Perfect. Give us some insight on that one.
Well, Little Miss Perfect was recorded on two different sessions, actually, two different groups of sessions where we did six songs at a time. And was very aggressive playing on it and strong blues rock style that I first came out with in 2002 and then released it last year, actually, officially.
Good stuff, too, man. We just played It's a Shame on there. So that gives you an idea, boys and girls, of the first CD. Now, John, we're going to move on to the second John Earl Walker Band offering, I'm Leaving You. Give us some insight on that one as well.
Well, on that one, we took a little different route and recorded without the keyboard. And the only guest I had on it was Johnny Burns, the harmonica player. And I did it under a trio setting, so it was a little bit more of a power trio sound on that one.
Right. John's done a lot of work on all of your CDs, I see.
Yeah, he's a great guy and a great asset to have, you know, playing along on it. And he's done some great work on all of the CDs.
Oh, yeah, man. The harp just adds another dimension to the blues. I mean, it's really the core. You know, if you look at it a lot of ways, you know.
That's right. The harp is one of the traditional instruments of the blues, along, of course, with the guitar. But it's one of the sounds that gets associated with blues a lot, harp and slide guitar.
Right on. Yeah, you can't deny slide guitar either. Now, let's see, John. Now we're going to move on to your current offering and actually my personal favorite, People Are Talking. Talking about that one.
Well, that one was put together on a little different basis where we tried to back off of the high edge of sound that I had on the first two and add a little bit more of acoustic sounds mixed in and use a little smaller amps and just let the songs do the talking rather than relying only on the vicious tone that I'm known for.
Right, and you know, what impressed me, man, the moment I heard People Were Talking, and I could just tell how tight you dudes were, man. It just flowed. There was no pretenses. You can just tell that you guys have been around together a long time, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we've been playing together, you know, three of us, for almost 39 years.
That's a long time to be jamming together, man, because I've known, you know, dudes that I only jammed with a couple months and couldn't stand them anymore after that. So to be friends, you know, you got to be friends to be together that long, too, you know?
Well, look, friendships, like all relationships, have their ups and downs where there's times where you can't be together anymore and you have to do something different. And then you come back and it's like putting on an old shoe and it fits better than the other shoes that you had on. And you know that, you know, it's what's happening anyway.
Right on, right on, man. Well, boys and girls, we're going to take another quick break. We are on the phone with John Earl Walker of the John Earl Walker Band. And you are listening to Bob Zilla on NetRock101.com. Yeah, Bob Zilla here on the Blues Stream. And we're going to do up another John Earl Walker CD to another lucky person. All you got to do is go to our website at www.netrock101.com and click onto the Blues Stream website where you will find our song request box. Go ahead and type in your name, where you're from, what you want to hear. And we've already got requests lined up and lucky winners. And I'll be announcing a lot of those names here shortly. So here's another offering from John Earl Walker's latest CD. Welcome back. Oh, actually, People Were Talking. Excuse me. We're going to do the song Welcome Back, Mr. Blues, here on NetRock101.com, The Blues Stream. Our interview with John Earl Walker.
you're back in my life again. What you doing here? Welcome back, Mr. Blues. It looks like you're back in my life again. Now, Mr. Blues, you're gonna be my best friend. Welcome back, heartaches. I guess I've been loving that little girl in vain. Welcome back, heartaches. I guess I've been loving that girl in vain. No matter how good I treat her, her heart will never change.
every night and every day.
We are back in the studio with John Earl Walker. John, you are in the studio now, man, coming up with new action. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're getting together a whole batch of new songs, and we hope this will be the best CD that I've done so far, and I'm sure it will be. It's going to be really slamming blues rock, just like the early stuff, but some down songs and some swinging songs and some nice slow ones that everybody seems to like the best.
Now, you were sharing one with me a while ago that I think is going to catch right away, the Poor Boy Blues.
Yeah, there's a song called the Poor Boy Blues, and that one's going to catch everybody. It's real down, and it's got a lot of lyrics that people can relate to, especially in the economy that's going on these days.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, man, the blues is just everyday life, man. It's not, you know, a particular style. I mean, you play, I mean, you know, music teachers and whatnot, John. They try to put it in a box, you know, and talk about that. Well, it came from the off notes of the music diagram or the music scale, and we're referred to as blue notes, and hence the blues. But we both know it's a lot more than that.
Well, we both know that it's all about listening and playing, and people getting happy from listening to it, not getting down. So that's the thing that people who don't know about it think about it, that it's down music and it's stuff that you put on when you want to feel bad, and it's actually just the opposite. It's stuff that you put on to feel better.
Yeah, they just don't understand the historical significance. You know, I mean, before it was called the blues, it was called country music. Not the stuff you hear today. The blues, man, was called country music. Right, John?
Well, it all came from the south of the USA, and it all drifted through the slave camps and everything like that, and country music, and white players and black players all copying each other, and it eventually drifted up to Chicago, and it became urban. That's when it got electrified, and the guitar players like John Lee Hooker would stand out on the corner of a shopping area and play their stuff out of a small little amp, and people would pass by and throw them some money, and that's where it all got started.
Yeah, man.
That's in the 40s.
Yeah, what a strange odyssey, you know? I mean, after Muddy Waters showed up and kind of electrified the blues, and then some certain young gentlemen like Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and John Mayall and Jeff Beck kind of picked up on things. Johnny Winter, look what we have now, right?
Well, that's it. It all caught on, and it caught the rock and roll audience, and that's what really got everybody going.
Indeed. Now, John, I know we're going to wrap things up, so if you want to share with people how they can get a hold of you and a little bit about your website, go right ahead.
Well, I can be emailed through my website at theearl@johnearlwalkerband.com, and that's www.johnearlwalkerband.com, and can come on there and check out a lot of different things, a lot of nice links that we have, and we have a lot of sound samples, and it's all good, and it all goes in a circle.
It sure does, man. Everything always comes back to front, you know, or as they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's right.
But John, I want to thank you for taking your time and for giving us the CDs. Boys and girls, he has given us a ton of CDs, you know, to give away all week long and during today. And John, is there anything else you want to part with the people before we head out of here?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you to all the people who have been listening and buying downloads of my songs. I'm really glad that they're out there and really glad that they're digging on the sounds. And all I can say is we're going to come at you with a lot more stuff, and glad you're enjoying what you're hearing so far.
All right. Well, John, thank you once again for joining us. I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule, bro.
Okay, Bob. It's been great talking to you again.
All right. We have been on the phone with John Earl Walker of the John Earl Walker Band. Now, stick around. I'm going to give away some more John Earl Walker CDs, and you are listening to John Earl Walker and Bob Zilla.
A mojo filter, a black cat bone, and the best blues on the internet. Put it all together and you have NetRock101.com. The Blue Stream.
They're the call of Summer Monday.